From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an Army recruiter on how to get people to sign up in a time of war. First, the lead to Iraq, where U.S. troops swept through the northern city of Mosul today. That follows yesterday's attack there on a dining hall at a U.S. military base. At least 22 people were killed, more than 70 wounded. The military says it's still investigating what caused an explosion in the mess tent at the base. It came during the busy lunch hour. Among the units there is the 133rd Engineer Battalion of the Maine Army National Guard. Reporter Bill Nemitz of the Portland Press Herald is embedded with them. Bill, what is the mood at the camp there today?
Well, Alex, as you can imagine, it's very somber today, although it did strike me as I went around the base that a lot of soldiers are going about their work. This is an engineer battalion with a very long list of things to do, so there's a lot of activity, and at first glance you might think nothing was amiss. However, you look a little more closely, you'll see a soldier or two embracing here or there. You'll see some just kind of off by themselves. And I think the real impact of what happened yesterday is just beginning to sink in.
Are you any closer to knowing what caused the attack yesterday, a mortar or a rocket? Or what about the claims by this insurgent group that it was a suicide bomber?
As you can imagine, rumors are rampant here on the base as to what it may have been. One of the more active rumors is that it may have been a suicide bomber. I've talked to a number of people who have been inside the dining facility, and one of the things that strikes them is that there is no crater or rocket or mortar crater in the floor, which might lend some credence to the theory that it was someone who walked in and exploded some kind of device inside.
It wouldn't be good either way, but in some ways I would think more frightening that it might be a suicide bomber.
You know, I thought that too. I was talking to the battalion's executive officer about that just an hour or so ago, and he made an interesting point. He said, you know, on the one hand, it's frightening to think that somebody could infiltrate the base and pull something like this off, but if you think that's happened, you can ramp up security. There is a lot of commercial traffic coming and going on the base. You can do everything you can to tighten up that kind of security. When it comes to these rockets and mortars that are routinely lobbed in from outside the perimeter of this very sprawling facility, there's no defense against that. Once these things are in the air, you know, there's nothing you can do to stop them from landing. So in kind of a counterintuitive way, his thought was, if it is a suicide bomber, at least there's something that the military units here can do to try to prevent that from happening again.
How did the base deal with all these injuries?
It was one of the most remarkable triage situations, certainly the most horrifying that I've ever seen. I arrived at the dining facility probably within about 5 minutes of the blast, and the casualties were just coming out. There's a major here with the 133rd by the name of John Nelson who had drawn up what he called a mass casualty plan, which was designed specifically around this event, the dining facility getting hit during a peak meal period. And if you look at this from the sideline, you would think it was rather chaotic as the litters were coming and going, the vehicles were coming and going, a lot of screaming, a lot of activity, as you can imagine. But having read his plan when I was here with the 133rd last April, what amazed me was how well these soldiers who have drilled on this thing over and over again implemented that plan. I think within 20 minutes of my arrival, the most seriously wounded had been evacuated to various medical facilities around here, and at that point, really, the only ones left were what they would call the walking wounded. So I was extremely impressed with the efficiency that they showed in getting the wounded out and in dealing with this, what was just, as I said, an absolutely horrific situation.
Reporter Bill Nemitz of the Portland Press Herald at the U.S. military base in Mosul that suffered the attack yesterday. Bill, thank you.
My pleasure, Al.